I have massively altered my listening habits. I don't know if, like me, you find yourself almost continually connected to a pair of headphones when you're out and about doing stuff, because I guess headphones don't necessarily get in the way of driving, of commuting, of walking the dog. And it means that I can absorb and digest and enjoy and be entertained by all kinds of audio media. Now, before I found the bite-sized chunks that exist within this platform I'm recording on now, Audioboo, I made podcasts and listened to podcasts made by, I would say, pretty serious podcasters. It's difficult to have a play at something that requires you to probably hand edit an XML file, edit and normalize and tweak your audio, make and create jingles. So there were a lot of people out there doing some really, really good stuff, and there still are. But what I found myself doing recently is, for every 1 hour podcast that I might subscribe to, some of them that I haven't listened to for a while, and bear in mind I did subscribe to quite a lot, I sometimes find myself listening 8 hours a day. For every one that I don't listen to that much now, I've just deleted it from my iTunes. And I've gone to the Audioboo pages and found sometimes up to 5 people to replace that 1 hour podcast. Why 5? Well, because of the time limit, which I find really, really refreshing actually, even though my time limit on the pro account that I'm testing is a little bit different, and I can go over the 5 minutes, which I'll try not to do now. People are short, concise, quick, and I have way, way more 5 minute portions in the day than I do 20 minute, half an hour, 1 hour slots. And sometimes I just won't start listening to a long podcast if I know I haven't got the time. There are still some podcasts that I will by no means even contemplate removing from my feeds. British Mac, to mention one. The Improbable Show by Parker, to mention another one. These are ones that I could see myself listening to way, way into the future. But I would be so, so happy if these guys, to supplement what they're doing in their longer form podcast, I'd be so happy if they would get onto Audioboo as well and do some bite-sized chunks, do some momentary musings when they feel the need, because it's these short audio clips that really get me going. It's these short audio clips that appear to be little gaps appearing in kind of the fabric of people's, I don't know, lives, that you can just stick your head right into and have a peek and get involved, because we tend not to think about what we're saying and what we're doing. It's not composed, it's not normally scripted, and they just happen. And by subscribing, by going to the Audioboo page of these people and then clicking the iTunes link, I just find these little things that I might miss in the daily social media fast-flowing river of content. I find it delivered to my iPhone, and then, you know, when I'm out and about, oh wow, 5 new podcasts. They might only be between 10 seconds and 5 minutes long, but these are 5 new snippets. You know, who am I to even imagine what could come along? You know, 1 minute I'm listening to Brad Fiddler somewhere in California, listening to what sound like police helicopters over his head. The next minute I'm listening to an incredible piece of written work, dialogue, read by Hannah Nicklin. I never know what's going to happen when I click on Buddha Magnets Audio Booze. And then Phil Campbell doing his regular Audio Gravity is like going home to me. It's concise, good chunks of information of a podcast that I would definitely have subscribed to, would it have been online way, way, way back. So much good content, and I can absorb so many more people's content and take a peek into so many more people's lives because they're shorter and more concise and bite-sized chunks, like I said before. I'm wandering around the house here and I've just noticed this clock is really noisy. Right, I've already talked for 5 minutes. Goodbye.